Ron Johnson, Obama said border had a crisis when numbers were less than one-third of what they are now. By Ian Hanchett on September 12, 2022. On Monday's broadcast of Newsmax TV's Rob Schmidt Tonight, Senator Ron Johnson, RY, reacted to Vice President Kamala Harris maintaining the border is secure by pointing out that back in June 2014, then-President Barack Obama said there was a humanitarian crisis on the border when there were approximately 2,000 apprehensions per day on the southwest border, compared to the between 6,000 and 7,000 encounters per day at the border over the past 2 months. Johnson said, "TIHI governors in the southwestern states there are dealing with about 7,000 people per day that they're encountering. And because of the Biden administration's open border policy, processing and dispersing all around this country." He added, "Well, the vice president, the president, and Secretary Mayorkas are as detached from reality as they are from the truth. The fact of the matter is that this is a crisis. Again, 7,000 people, President Obama declared it a crisis. A humanitarian crisis when it was 2,000 people a day. But what they consider a success is processing and dispersing within 8 hours. They just got very efficient at processing and dispersing to all points of America, and it's all okay. Unless they come to Democrat-controlled cities, then it's a problem again. So, again, the hypocrisy is just jaw-dropping." Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.